Video: Hurricane Melissa smashes Cuba as Jamaica cleans up in its wake. By Simon Kent on October 29, 2025. Hurricane Melissa roared across eastern Cuba, making landfall near the city of Chivarico early Wednesday morning after being downgraded to a Category 3 storm. The extreme weather event hit after pummeling Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. Melissa is expected to remain a powerful hurricane when it moves across Cuba and the Bahamas and passes near Bermuda, the National Hurricane Center, NHC, said. AP reports hundreds of thousands of people had been evacuated to shelters in Cuba. A hurricane warning was in effect for the provinces of Granma, Santiago de Cuba, Guantanamo, Holguín, and Las Tunas. Meanwhile, Jamaicans left their shelters and began the task of cleaning up flood damage amongst the many challenges ahead. Flooding devastates Jamaica as massive Hurricane Melissa arrives. Melissa struck Jamaica on Tuesday with top sustained winds of around 220 miles per hour. Prime Minister Andrew Holness declared the island a disaster area and authorities warned residents to remain sheltered over continued flooding and landslide risk, as dangerous weather persisted even as the hurricane's worst moved on. The scale of Melissa's damage in Jamaica wasn't yet clear, as a comprehensive assessment could take days and much of the island was still without power, with communications networks badly disrupted, AFP reports. Government Minister Desmond McKenzie said several hospitals had been damaged, including in the hard-hit southwestern district of St. Elizabeth, a coastal area he said was underwater. "The damage to St. Elizabeth is extensive, based on what we have seen," he told a briefing. "St. Elizabeth is the breadbasket of the country, and that has taken a beating. The entire Jamaica has felt the brunt of Melissa. The hurricane was the worst to ever strike Jamaica, hitting land with maximum wind speeds even more potent than most of recent history's most brutal storms, including 2005's Katrina, which ravaged the U.S. city of New Orleans." Meanwhile, the storm was forecast to cross through Cuba during the morning and head to the Bahamas later in the day, with continuing intense rain that could cause dangerous flooding and landslides, U.S. forecasters said. The storm already was blamed for 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti and 1 in the Dominican Republic, where another person remains missing. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.